Let the great experiment begin!
Do it.
Yep.
Yeah. Those greedy, weaselly bastards.
Somebody gotta feed them hogs.
Hello.
General Kenobi.
Orlando, Charles.
Fish.
Your bass fishing technique is great.
Sorry, I got wolves fever right now. Still first in the West.
Wolves back, baby.
Oh, they're back. They are back. Had a little hiccup the other night, but
yeah,
that's fine.
Who are we playing?
Oklahoma City.
Okay.
Yeah. Oklahoma City.
Who's that, the Bombers?
Yeah. Yeah, I figured you'd go there.
Hey, everybody, it's us. We're back.
We're back. We're the Clone Cast.
Welcome to the Clone Cast.
Yeah.
Christmas special.
Christmas slash New Year's, because Christmas is over.
Yes, it is.
But normally what we do here on the Clones, I'm Tom.
I'm Adam.
And normally what we do here is we review a Star Wars show of some kind. It was the Clone Wars, and then it was Rebels. We finished with Rebels, and we're on a little break. But we're coming back with Resistance in the spring. But we figure holiday season, check in for a Christmas slash New Year's episode.
Yeah.
So we're back.
We are back.
We are back.
It's been a while. I haven't seen you since. Well, we did take a little field trip.
We did go to a field trip.
Do you want
to
talk about that first? Or
I mean, I got another field trip to talk about as well.
Okay.
Should we get into the field trips right away?
Let's just do it. Yeah.
Let's do it. Okay. Oh, I went on a field trip. Let it play. You know where you pick up music like this, don't
you?
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
You go to midnight mass?
No. Not quite midnight.
Okay.
So, that field trip, the one I told you, I was like, it's better than going to Steve's. Christmas Eve... My dad made an impassioned plea to have me go to one of it. He went, all I want for Christmas is to go to Holy Mass with
me. I was going to say, was that going to be your Christmas present to him?
Well, I gave him a book, too.
Okay.
But like, yeah. So I went with my dad and my stepmom to Christmas Eve Mass at Our Lady of Grace Church in Edina.
What Howard Zinn book did you give him for Christmas?
I gave him an Eric Larson book.
Oh!
A World War II novelization of a true story.
Is that in the Garden of Beasts?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I gave him in the Garden of Beasts, and I've read Devil in the White City, which I quite
enjoyed. It's a great book,
so yeah. He's a great writer, so I figured my dad will like it. He likes history
sure.
And World War II, you know.
Yeah.
He's an old guy. But yeah, I mean...
It would have been better if you would have gotten him a People's History of the United States.
I know. I got to get him something he's actually going to read. You know? So, yeah. So I got him in the Garden of Beasts. But then also, after dinner, we went to the 7 o'clock Mass on Christmas Eve. So, very exciting for him to
Is
have
that
me
a
at Mass.
Local church, or did you go to the cathedral?
It's in Edina.
Okay.
Our Lady of Grace in Edina. If you're not Catholic, then you probably don't know this, but we worship the Mother Mary almost as much as we worship Jesus. They really love that Mother
yeah.
Mary.
Yep.
But yeah, so I went to church, and I actually got you something there. This is for you. You can take a look at that.
Ooh.
Why don't you open it up and
it's
see what
it
is.
A lovely little bag.
They were handing them out as we left.
Oh, fun-sized candy canes.
Read it, though. Read the card on the candy cane.
This one?
Yep.
Look at the candy cane. What do you see? Stripes that are red like the blood shed for me. Just stopping there, that's well worth it enough. White is for my Savior, who's sinless and pure. J is for Jesus, my Lord. That's for sure. Turn it around. And a staff you will see. Jesus, my shepherd, was born for me.
Yes. And it's got a QR code on the back. You can scan that and text with the priest or something like that. And they'll answer your questions about faith. Maybe they can set up a time. You can go into some office hours and talk to the priest.
Yeah.
Get a confession. I did get the bread wafer, even though my dad...
If you scan this, is there a, you must be 18 years old to utilize this?
I have no idea. I dare not scan it. I also have the program from the even, the Nativity of the Lord, reading from the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God.
Ah.
All this stuff. But yeah, so I went to Mass, and... Christmas was fine there. You know, everything was fine. We had a nice brisket for dinner and had some mashed peas. You know, it's fun. But church, man, it's been a while since I've been in the old Catholic church. You know?
Oh, yeah. I think the last time I went was for like a funeral.
Yeah. The last time I went for something that wasn't like a mass or a funeral or a wedding or a funeral, I should say, was Father's Day, probably like eight years ago. My stepmom suggested that I surprise him for Father's
Day. Didn't he start crying when you showed up?
I walked up and he burst into tears. Oh, man. So, but my dad is old. Like he is old. He's 82.
He seems very with it for an 82-year-old.
He is. I mean, you see all these other old people in the church, and they're like, they got, you know, they got walkers and stuff, and he's just like tooling around. The only thing he can't do is knee because he kneeled down on the pews because he's had two knee replacements, so he's not supposed to kneel. But he has this new, like, somber thing that he does occasionally when I'm with him where he just, I don't know, reflecting and feeling nostalgic, and he, before Mass begins, he puts his hand on my knee and he says, "This could be my last Christmas." And I was just like, Jesus Christ, man. And I'm just like, can you just not? I mean, it could be anybody's.
Yeah.
You know, but God, he keeps doing that. We'll be watching a Timberwolves game and in the commercial break, you know,
this could be my last Timberwolves game.
Yeah. Dad, they play tomorrow. But so that was fun. But the great thing about my dad in church is he fucking sings.
Oh, yeah.
He belts. Like, he loves to sing the songs. So, you know, they had all the hits. I will say, the music was beautiful.
Oh, sure.
Because they had a string quartet, and they had, like, two singers who were very, like, classically trained singers. And so they sang the hits. They sing O Come Emmanuel. It's all here in the liturgy of the Lord here.
Yeah.
They had Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Joy to the World. They also had my personal favorite. Where the heck is it? God, fuck. I can't even remember it now. This is how bad my memory is. Away in the Manger was okay. Silent Night was cool. Yeah, Joy to the World. Fine. What's the other one? What's the one that I really like?
Is it Hallelujah?
No. No. I can't find it. Oh, Silent Night was good.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, wait, there it is. Yeah. Adeste Filesis. So that was good. So the music was great. And when you get that, when you're feeling the music, I'm like, I kind of get it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I get it.
So I didn't go to any church, but I did do something that I, unawaredly, I was like, oh, yeah, this might as well be church. And for Christmas, Brady, one of their Christmas gifts to her dad. Her dad loves classical music.
Ah, okay.
So we got tickets to the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra, and they were playing Handel's Messiah.
Ooh.
So, and it was very Jesus-y.
Yeah.
Something titled Messiah.
Very Jesus-coded. Yeah.
I knew going in that, yeah, there's probably going to be some Jesus talk in this.
Now, this is Bree's dad?
No idea. Yeah.
Is he very Jesus-y?
No. He just enjoys culture and the classics.
Ah, he's a man of culture, you say. Okay.
But it was funny because, like, it's, you know, I like classical music, but I don't really know, like, I can't pick a whole lot of them out just by the title. And so most of it, I was like, oh, yeah, like.
No, now and then, yeah, when you go listen to, like, a symphony or something, like, I didn't know that was
Yeah. And, like, in Handel's Messiah is big. They have a huge choir.
Yeah.
Like, it was gorgeous, like, with the way that it was orchestrated. But, like, halfway through, that's when they belt out Hallelujah.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, that's what it's from.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. They didn't do Hallelujah.
Okay.
But I really do like Adeste Fidesis.
Yeah.
Yeah. All those songs, man, they're just kind of like, eh. Pretty good, and I kind of, and I'm sitting there watching my dad, and after he fucking said that right before the Mass starts, and I see how just in tune he is with what's going on there that I'm like, I, you know what? It probably means I'm going to hell, but I hope he's right. You know?
Yeah.
And he really believes this shit. And you go there and you're like, they really believe this stuff.
That's the thing that's nuts is like my grandma was the most Catholic person I think I had. She went to church every day. Every day she would go to church.
They go to church every day. I talked to my dad on the phone today. And he's like, I'm actually heading down for an hour of adoration.
Yeah,
he literally goes down and he prays by the Eucharist for an hour. And then like somebody relieves him and does their hour.
Yeah.
But I'm like, telling you, man.
And like, I'm pretty sure my grandma like literally thought, and she died like youngish for an older person. I think she died at like 76, something like that.
Yeah.
But I, like when she died, she was completely with it. And I'm pretty sure she thought like with 100% of her being, she was going to go up a golden staircase and be standing on a cloud and be looking at the pearly gates. And like all of that stuff was going to be 100% real.
I got to say, I mean, if you really believe that, that's got to be pretty damn comforting.
Oh, yeah.
That, you know,
I'm wildly jealous of these people.
Yeah. Well, I think about you when I was there and I'm just like, nope. 100 years from now, all new people. Isn't that relieving? Doesn't that just give you some peace? And I'm just like, no! You're very laissez-faire about it, where I'm very Costanza-like.
We're all going to die. Might as well talk about it.
But yeah, so, I mean, the music was great. The priest, it was the associate pastor that did the mass, a younger guy. It was like his second, it's like his first Christmas that he did it. And his sermon was on how Jesus chose us, like individually. God chose us. And like he did this thing.
That just makes me feel bad for Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry you got pinned with me.
He was talking about when he was at the cathedral like a couple years ago and he got ordained. And, you know, they like Jesus chose him for that and this and this and this. And then he went around. He's like, Jesus chose all of you individually, but all of you he chose. He chose to be saved, you know, and he does that. And then he does this thing where like, I mean, he knows people at the parish, you know, so he did like a thing. He was like, he chose you, Mary. And he like points at Mary and then he gets to my head. He chose you, Dan. And my dad just nods. So, I mean, you know, my dad and my stepmom truly appreciated it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And they even remarked, like, well, we're going to Missy's tomorrow. That's my stepsister. And like, we're going to be bragging about how Tom decided to go to Mass. They didn't go to Mass.
Way to show up the step-siblings.
Yeah, showing them up.
Did they pull out all the stops? Did they have incense?
Yeah, they did the incense.
Do the water thing?
Yes, they did. No, I thought they didn't do the water thing. What they did, you know when they get the big fucking incense and they got it on like the chain?
The chain and they go,
and they hit it around the altar. They did that. And this church, it's a lovely church. And they have, you know, of course, they have giant European Jesus on a cross, like hanging right above the altar. So he's just hanging out. Little manger scene. So I don't know.
Favorite thing, the water thing, they take something that looks almost like a honeycomb. And they dip a bucket of holy water, and they just kind of like
they fucking
make a
whip
gesture
it at you.
And whip water into the audience. And every once in a while, because it comes off as like mist or droplets, but then every
it's like
once
a very
in a while,
light rain that briefly hits you.
I remember being like in mass and like
gets you in
doing
the mouth.
It in my direction, and all of a sudden I feel like a drop or two like hit me in the face.
Has that water ever hit you in the mouth?
I'm sure.
It's kind of salty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, people put their fingers all in there.
Yeah, I know. Come on, man. And they have the tradition of shaking hands. And the guy behind us, I could tell he's a germaphobe because I turned to be like, peace be with you. And he kind of like, I'm like, man, I'm not sitting here like wiping snot on my hands or anything. I wash my hands, buddy. But yeah, so it was interesting.
That's a fun field trip.
Yeah, I did get the Eucharist. I opted not for the blood of Christ. Yep. I only went with the body of Christ. Now, Catholics, they believe in transfiguration of the vanilla wafers that they give you. They believe that the Holy Communion is literally...
You're literally eating
the body and drinking the blood of Christ.
I tell you, there's a... When you look into some of the old traditions and stuff, like...
Yeah.
Catholicism is fucking metal as shit.
Yeah, they really...
Like,
it's...
there are altars that have the bones of saints, like,
oh,
in
yeah.
them. Like, it's fucking metal,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, they got, like, saints' bones, and they're considered, like, holy relics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, someplace in Italy, they have, like, or France, they have, like, the corpse of Mary Magdalene, but her, like, casket is, like, has a window in it, so you can, like, see her face.
Come on.
Maybe not Mary Magdalene, but somebody.
Who wants to see that?
I know.
Yeah. What'd they do with Mother Teresa?
I don't know. She was a horrible person anyway. Though, so.
Where'd they bury her? But yeah, it was interesting. My dad appreciated it. My stepmom appreciated
nice.
It. So it was nice. You know, he likes showing me off to his... The head pastor was also there, and like some of his friends, he likes... This is my son, Tom, you know? And they're like, oh, you keeping these two in line? I'm like, yep, doing my job. You know, standard old people banter
sure.
with the young guy.
I love it.
But yeah, it was fine. I'll do it again for him sometime.
Nice.
Because it obviously means.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do the Father's Day thing again. But, yeah, music was good. I don't know. They also, after the sermon, they do the thing where you pray for people, you know, and they're like, we pray for all the blah, blah, blah,
yep.
you know, and Lord, hear our prayer. And you say, Lord, hear our prayer. Amen. Whatever. But they said this one, like, we pray for all the people that are alone on the holidays, this and that. And I was like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
You know, and they go. And then after that, they add a caveat. They go, we pray for all the people that are alone on the holidays, especially those in the military. And I was just like, how about the fucking homeless guy? I mean, come on.
Oh, he's going to have an asterisk next to it.
Come, the military, they're all hanging out with each other.
Yeah.
You know, sleeping on bunk beds.
They're
a tight-knit
group.
I was like, how about the homeless guy down the street? So, but I don't know. You know, whatever.
Good times.
Also, from dinner earlier, I could just tell, like, I didn't want to broach it, but I brought it up. And I can tell, like, even they're like, okay, Israel, they got to calm down. And they're, like, staunch conservatives
oh, yeah.
who are, like, pro-Israel.
That's the yeah. thing that's been fucking bananas
yeah.
in this whole thing is, like, even the most staunchly supportive people
are like, that's
are
enough.
Like, hey, guys, like, this is
yeah.
a little much.
Yeah. But I don't know. So that was my fun field trip. I don't know if you want to take a look at the program,
nice.
You certainly can.
Well, we got another field trip to talk about that we took together. And that
yeah,
was, I
did.
Think, the last time I saw you.
Yeah, we went to the Minnesota Timberwolves game.
It was fun.
Like, yeah, it was probably about, I don't know, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
They played the San Antonio Spurs. It was a Friday night game. They played that goddamn Victor Wembanyama. That's a tall son of a bitch, I'll tell you that much.
We went with Conspiracy Guy.
We went with Conspiracy Guy. They did win. They kind of underperformed. They're kind of in this thing right now where they're still first in the West, but they're doing this thing. They're in, like, the toughest stretch of games they're going to have all year. It's 16 games in a row. They're right in the middle of it now of all over 500 teams, a lot of them on the road. We have the Mavericks tonight. We're catching a break because Luka Doncic is out, so we'll probably house them. But they're doing this thing now where it's just kind of like, I don't know, man. They don't have the same urgency they're playing with. They're 5-3 in the stretch. So it's not, I mean, they're playing good teams. It's not like they're bad. They're just kind of, they're taking the foot off the gas
sure.
a little bit. I want to see them just really kick the shit out of some teams again.
Yeah.
Like, really, but
there
I know
was,
they can turn it on.
There was a point you, like, leaned over to me and you're like, if we lose to the Spurs, I'm going to kill myself.
Very normal times here for Tom. Like, you saw in the bathroom, I got that thing, the tank's filling up all slow because I got to replace the little
bobber.
You've
had that for the last 3 months.
Yeah, dude. I texted the Ithorian man last night. Are you playing video games? Because I play with the Ithorian man video games all the time. And I was like, dude, I'm not going to lie. I'm in a really bad spot right now. I went to the bookstore last night just for the LED lights.
Uh-huh.
Just because I wanted to get some sort of sun beating down on me, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just in a fucking funk, man.
Oh, it hit early for me, too,
yeah.
this year. Like, it was, like, the weekend of, like, daylight savings ending. Like, I immediately felt the effects.
I fucking hate winter.
Yeah.
And it's not even, like, it was 25.
It's
had
the mildest winter that we've had in years.
I ran outside, and it's almost January.
Yeah.
I was running outside today because it's like 40 degrees.
Christmas, I ended, or it was the day before.
It was fucking downpouring on Christmas.
The day.
Rain.
Day before Christmas Eve. So December 23rd, Bri and I were going to get breakfast at the neighborhood cafe.
Ooh.
And I texted
Did you get the French toast? What'd you get?
I texted our buddy Conspiracy Guy.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, we're going to the neighborhood. Do you wanna join us? And he was like, oh, I'd love to, but I'm playing golf today.
Yeah. The golf courses are open.
December 23rd.
It was like 55 degrees on Christmas. That's insane.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we got no snow. It's been raining a lot. And on top of that, the thing with winter that I hate the most is the fucking overcast.
Yeah.
And when you combine that with rain and then any sunlight just being gone at 4:30, I'm just in a funk, man.
Well, I had that. So, like, lack of sunlight sucked. All the gray sucks. Like, work's been, like, there's been a couple of things at work that have been, like, stressing me out and, like, not the most uplifting stuff. And then, in addition to that, like, just a bunch of other shit was happening where, like, I got into a car accident. Like, everybody was fine. But, like, the
whole...
Wasn't that
the night of the game or the day before the game?
It was the day before the game, yeah.
Yeah.
It was just, like, it was a fluke and, like, the whole passengers... My car still, I'm able to drive it.
Oh, you didn't get it fixed
yet? The whole passenger
yet?
Door and stuff... The place that's gonna give me the quote on it is like backed up, so
you got your doors closing with a bungee cable right now.
Yeah,
is what
yeah,
you're
yeah.
telling me.
Yeah,
yeah. Fly open at any time. Got to make sure you're wearing that seatbelt.
No, I'm just driving with one hand as I'm holding the other side.
You got like a Jeep.
Yeah,
you got the no door.
But yeah, so like that sucked, and yeah, it's just like been a combination of all that stuff. Oh, the one thing. So like I do fucking everything around our house. Like I. Have taken upon myself because it costs a fucking fortune to like hire a contractor to do anything and they're not that reliable.
Well, I had a plumber here recently just doing a free water heater checkup because I'm a part of like a program and I had that thing. It's like, hey, while you're here, you want to do it? He's like, that'll be $300.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll do it. Yep. But I just keep putting it off.
The one thing that we decided, you know what? Fuck it. We're going to like spend money on because I didn't want to fuck around with concrete. So we got a new walkway, a new like section of like sidewalk put in, and then an additional like kind of like parking pad on the side of our
do you hear something?
Oh. He's a man. Not this time.
Oh, you didn't do it?
No, this is the one thing that I was like, I don't want to fuck around with concrete.
I thought you were leading into you were doing it, but okay, I'll fade it out.
I did install our dishwasher, and that was another bitch, but...
That's what I thought you were getting at. Damn.
No, the concrete, it was the one thing where we're like, fuck it, we're going to actually like pay to have this done, and it cost, I think, like $8,000. It looked great for the first, like, I don't know, 3 weeks, and then all of a sudden, I woke up one Saturday, and Bree's like, I hate to break it to you, but if you look out the window, there's a big fucking crack, like, right down the middle of it.
Concrete sucks.
And I called the guy and I was like, listen, this is like 3 weeks old. And he was like, well, there's, he's a concrete guy, so he's a little rough around the edges. And
oh,
he was like, well, you know, that's the, it's just kind of the nature of the beast, this concrete. Yeah. But he was like, good news, we put so much damn rebar in that it shouldn't get any bigger. And it's like, oh,
no, it's
fuck's sake.
You spend that much. I mean, come on. You got to patch this up.
So I'm touching base with him again, and because he can't do anything in winter,
yeah,
even when it is as warm as it is,
yeah. Well, it's too bad.
So that like broke me. Yeah. I was like, that was the thing that I,
especially when it's $8,000.
I was so pissed.
See, I got my concrete done on the cheap, from Golf Mike. Knew a guy.
That's who I should have called.
Yeah, didn't I give you his number?
I don't think so.
I gave you his number. Well, I got to be honest, like, they fixed my steps to it, and the fucking thing fell apart. He had to come back and do it again, man. Really nice guy, but, like, he had a stroke. Like, he had a stroke. And so, like, his left hand, it's just, he doesn't work it that good. So, I mean, he had some younger guys helping him with the walkway.
The right side of your steps is just straight angles, but the left is all warped. Looks like an Escher painting.
He did a fine job. It stayed together. It just it doesn't look as pretty as if I hired fucking $8,000
guy.
You know, But anyways, I got to tear up the fucking tile in the kitchen. I got to lay that fucking vinyl planks and shit. I got that coming up. I'm not good at this stuff.
No, I know.
And I can do it, but I'm going to be like, I'll do this stuff and I'll be horribly upset about it because, like, this fucking sucks. It looks like shit, you know?
Well, the thing that always sucks is, like, and it's the same deal with, like, installing the dishwasher. Like, you look at it and it's like, oh, yeah, it's easy enough. You just do this and this and this. But then, like, there's unexpected shit that pops up. Like, you go to turn off the hot water and it's like your valve that handles the hot water is, like, I don't know, 40 years old.
Yeah.
So, like, it doesn't turn and the O-rings are all dried out inside of it. And so that either breaks or doesn't shut off the water. So then you have to replace that. And, like, it's just a whole fucking thing.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
But, like, I think it was the combination of the cracked concrete and then the car accident immediately after, like, somehow, like, rebounded me a little bit. Cause I was like, it can't get any worse than this. And if it does, like, bring it on at this point. It's been, like, a little bit better since then.
Was this before or after Kissinger died?
Oh, that was that kind of rebounded it, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Sayonara, you piece of shit.
Although, it's a consolation prize. Him living to, what, 101?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very normal man, that Kissinger. The guy literally believed in, like, throwing out morality to make decisions.
He extended the Vietnam War to get Nixon into office.
I gotta say, a real piece of shit.
Oh, and, yeah. Number one.
You know, if my dad is right, I'll see you soon, Henry. See you in 40 years, you fucking bastard. I mean, if he's right, my dad's right, and then we end up there, I really hope we get to at least be, like, on the good side of it. They're like, well, you are decent enough that you can torture Henry for
a while. We're on one of the layers that, yeah.
Yeah. We're in, like, the one where you get a break from all the hell and damnation, and we just get to beat the shit out of Henry.
You get
Kissinger
a glass of lukewarm water. Yeah.
We get to fucking roll them up in molasses, tar and feather them, and then roll them down a big fiery hill. You know, that guy would roll for days, man. There's a picture
especially
of him.
Old yeah. Henry.
There's a picture of old Henry with Obama, and he's the roundest fucking thing I've ever seen. Who's that girl in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Willy Wonka, that blows up?
Violet.
Violet, and she becomes a ball, like
a blueberry.
He was basically. He was like a human Kirby. He was like a Kirby ball.
He was like rolling into himself like Gollum, the Pokemon.
Real piece of shit. But we went to a basketball game.
That was fun.
It was fun. That Victor Wembanyama, tall son of a bitch.
I'll go again.
We should go.
Yeah.
You want to go on Saturday?
Maybe.
It's LeBron.
Oh,
it's the Lakers. A little spendy. I don't know. There's a lot of games coming. We still got half the season left. So, I don't know.
Any other field trips?
I know you had one. I didn't. I'm trying to think.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I did go to my dad's again the other night and watch the game with him. He has a lot. He tries. He really tries. But I asked him, how's Uncle Dave doing? And Uncle Dave has three kids. And one of the kids is gay.
Yep.
And married. Or I don't know if they're married, but he's had a long-term partner. And the long-term partner's parent recently passed away. And so my dad was talking to Uncle Dave about it. They're twins. Uncle Dave and my dad. And the way he's gotten better, but the way he navigates that stuff is just so funny to me. Like, he's just like, he just goes,
you could tell he's just uncomfortable.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was working on a puzzle during halftime and I asked him about Uncle Dave and he's got his back to me. He's like, well, Michael's got his friend, you know. And I was like, Michael has got his friend. He's like, well, now his friend, it's...
At least he's not calling him his roommate.
Yeah, he didn't call him the roommate. He's like, you know, Michael is a homosexual. And just like, well, you know, he's not saying anything derogatory.
Yeah.
So good effort, Dad. A for effort.
Sure.
Thank you.
It could be a lot worse.
I just thought it was a really funny line.
Yeah.
Well, Michael's friend... So
I went to right before this I went into Cedar Cliff.
Now let me clarify. We said about 2 o'clock, and at 2:30 you text me, I'll be there in like 45
minutes.
I'm just
pulling up to
Steve's. And I'm like, you fucking And then yesterday when you delayed it, I typed out a message like, God damn it, Adam, like what the fuck? And then I think better of it because you know what? I love you and you're my friend. And I'm fine with the
worst. If it wasn't for that damn dishwasher.
I was all ready to go to yesterday, and then you're like, hey. And I didn't care. Ultimately, I don't care.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, fucking asshole.
If it wasn't for such a loose week, then I would have held myself to a higher standard. But yeah, I went and saw Steve. He was very subdued today because he was in card counting
card
mode.
Card Steve is the most hit and miss type of Steve.
He is fucking tuned into those cards.
He's hyper focused on the cards.
Yeah.
Like, Steve is looking for the big ones.
Yep.
Yeah.
But Squirrely Guy was there. Squirrely Guy was talking a mile a minute.
Did you chat with Squirrely Guy?
A little bit. Nothing too much.
Tough to chat with Squirrely Guy unless he approaches you.
Because there's a lot of non sequiturs that are coming at you pretty quick.
Oh, yeah. He's rapid fire.
But, yeah, so, like, the one thing that I did pick out, Steve was talking to Squirrely Guy about CNN, apparently. And they were talking about, like, just, like, the anchors and, like, Steve was saying something like, and this is like the one thing I was telling you before we started recording. I was like, Squirrely Guy had one that I was actually like I laughed, like chuckled to myself inside based on what he said. Cause Steve was talking about Anderson Cooper and he was like, you know what? I think the guy was a serious journalist for the longest time. He was like, right now, I don't think he gives a shit about that.
Now, Anderson Cooper, he's got a friend.
Well, and that's what Steve was like. Yeah. I don't think he gives a shit about that anymore. I think he just wants to raise his kid with his husband. And who can blame him? Like, good on him. I just get pissed off when he lets up on the right. Like, that was his whole deal. It's
there you
like
go.
He's getting distracted. And it's fine if he wants to step away, but don't let up on the right. And that Squirrely Guy goes, he's just a shill for the CIA, man.
Probably. I don't know. Good point, Squirrely Guy. What did Steve say to that?
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of.
So that was a good one. And then there was a point where this happened. I can't remember if I talked about it, but before Thanksgiving, I went in and I was in there and a woman came in and went up to Steve, like, I don't know, mid-40s woman came up and talked to Steve. And she was like, hey, do you guys...
This is dangerous.
He was like, do you guys buy collectibles? And he was like, yeah, what do you got? And she was like...
Well, look around.
She goes, Precious Moments? And he goes, not that.
I got to visit Steve. What a king. Not that. Didn't miss a beat.
No.
Not. Didn't even think about it. Just hit her with it right away.
Like, not that. He was
as soon
like,
as
you
she's
got
done
any,
talking, he hit
any
her with
Star
it.
Wars, any comic books, X-Men. And she was like, oh, well, and she said something. And he was like, yeah. There's no resale for Precious Moments, or typically girls don't buy collectibles. He was like, guys die with their shit. That's why they'll buy you stuff.
Well, hey, at least he was honest about it, you know.
Oh, and then he was like, do you got any baseball cards? Or she asked about baseball cards. And he was like, yeah. He was like, do you know what years? And she was like, oh, I'm not sure. He was like, bring them in. I'll take a look at them. If any of it's 90s, that's landfill.
The 90s were bad for cards, dude. Terrible. And that's when I was heavy collecting them, too.
Yep.
None of those cards that I bought back in the day where you thought, this one's going to hold value. None of them, dude. Just flops. Although my Marvel Flair collection has...
Oh, that stuff's great.
Yeah. But I don't even want to get rid of them. They're cool and thick, and they look very glossy.
Speaking of collectibles, though.
Oh, no. What do you got here? Oh, come on.
Merry Christmas!
I didn't get you a gift.
Yeah, you didn't have to.
Why do you do this? Now I feel like I gotta get you a gift.
No, you don't.
Okay. Anything you want to say about this before I open it?
It did come from Cedar Cliff.
Oh, really?
And there is a story once you open it up.
Okay. Which angle should I open? From,
either way.
Back or front? All right. I don't want to look at it until it's revealed. It appears to be a photo of some guy, which is frightening that it came from Cedar Cliff. Ooh, I like this. Thank you. That's a hell of a cool picture. It's the it's Star Trek, the original series. They're all on the bridge. It's like a studio photo
it's
of
it. It's framed very nicely.
It's framed nicely. And there's also a little postage stamp that is framed.
Well, okay, this is the story. So it's the picture and then the postage stamp next to it. When I was checking out, Steve was like, yeah, these are pretty nice. Like, we were just like talking about them for a little bit. And I was like, yeah. Maybe I'll just buy it and just use the stamp. He's like, that's not going to do you much good unless you go to Guyana. And look at the stamp.
Where the fuck is the stamp from?
Here.
Whoa, what's this?
Open her up.
How many of these things did you buy?
Oh!
I was looking at it, I was like, what are you talking about?
That's the one from Guyana.
Okay, so now this, similar, now this one, this is a real home run hitter right here. God bless you, sir. I'll pray. I'll have my dad pray for you at the next adoration. We got Star Trek TNG cast here. Worf looking very dapper. This is Perm Worf. This is Worf with the perm. He's very I like what Worf's hair here because he looks like Anton Chigurh. Or Anton Chigurh looks like Worf. But yeah, there's a Guyana.
Stamps from Guyana.
Hell yeah. It's a Star Trek Generation stamp. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I got to get you something now.
No, you don't.
I got you the candy cane. I wrapped you that from Cap.
Here's another one.
What are you doing to me here, man? Now I definitely have to get him.
No, you don't got to get me anything.
I normally do. I just didn't think. I haven't been going outside. Yeah. Much. Okay.
Yeah!
You probably don't got the soundbite pulled.
I think I can grab it. I think I can pull it up quick. And let's have a moment. I didn't have this segment planned, but we got to get to it now. We got impromptu battery talk. You know what's great about this? We'll talk about the Clone Wars in a little bit because we did, Adam and I went back and we listened to some old episodes that we pulled some clips from for a new segment. And
so the gift is the battery daddy.
Yeah. Yeah. The battery daddy smart storage system. I got my own.
The battery carrying case.
And it's got the clear cover. So
yes,
don't
it
even,
does.
You know exactly where your hand's going.
I like that it resembles an attaché case.
It's great. Is that a built? It's got the built-in tester.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, this is the battery daddy. The thing I love about really Rebels, dude, the entire run that we've had, we have so many fucking segments. Like, before we went on air, I just like was like, what the fuck is this? And it was like, medical corner. It's just like we must use that once, and I literally didn't remember it. And honestly, the fans too, the thing they like the most out of all the segments, it's like 7 out of 10 of them say battery talk.
Yeah, battery talk's a hit.
You know what we got to do? We got to load this bad boy up.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
What's gonna be funny to fill that thing? You're gonna have to spend $80.
Thanks a lot, Joe Biden's America. Speaking of that guy, well, thank you. I gotta tell you, I've always eyed the battery daddy.
I know
we really do love batteries, right? I honestly think our affection for batteries is it's kind of a joke.
All of them.
It's kind of a joke, but at the same time, I kind of do like buying a battery,
great. A brand new one when you pop it in and you close the door.
Yeah, I don't like rechargeable controllers, like my Xbox controller. Fuck that! I'm not gonna recharge one. You know what I got? I got one that takes 2 AA's.
Pop those guys
strong
in.
And steady.
When I was a kid, you know what I used to hate, especially around Christmas, is when the battery door had the tiny screw and you needed the screwdriver.
Oh,
I enjoy it as an adult.
Yes.
Yeah.
The RC car on the bottom, it's got that little tiny. It's a little tiny. What is it? A Phillips usually?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And you got to get it out of there. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. A lot of my job is telling like electricians, like, man, you gotta get that little. You want to test that? If you want to test that, we're gonna have to take that wiring out. So I need you to get that. You gotta get the smallest flathead you can find.
Yep.
Yep. It's fun stuff.
Oh yeah, battery talk.
Yeah, battery talk. Impromptu battery. You have any fun battery moments lately?
Well, no. It's just my insulin pump has been. My insulin pump uses AAA's, and when I use the app. To do the app that I like, is a hacked app or whatever. For whatever reason, that like just burns through the batteries.
Yeah.
So I go through a AAA like at least once a week, but I have to rebuild the app every year and it's been expired for the last like month. So I've just been using the pump itself and it's insane how much longer the battery lasts without doing it the pump way or the app way.
What kind of AAA's are you buying for that bad boy?
I was just buying them in bulk on Amazon. But then I was at Costco, and they had like a fucking brick of them.
These Kirklands?
Yeah.
You got the Kirklands.
Kirklands.
Do they carry any batteries besides Kirklands at Costco?
I'm sure they do. Yeah. I don't know.
See, I'm a weird one with batteries. Like, I'll always try a new brand. Always. Like, one thing about... this is like how damaged I am by capitalism. That, like, I'll, like, look at, like, you know, like, this wall of batteries.
The same fucking thing.
I'll look at a wall of batteries, and I'll be like, oh, here's, like, superpower battery. And I'm like, I feel bad for this company. I'm going to buy it. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what's wrong with me?
Well, I do the same thing with, like, I'll walk down the chip aisle, and if Lay's has, like, a new flavor, I'll be like, ooh, got to try this one.
No, but I always buy it, like, I always, like, you know, it's like this dumb brain where I'm like, we're sporting the small battery business or something.
There's one wrapped in paper. It's like game over. Spend just, $10 extra dollars.
Got to start those new upstart companies. We need more competition.
Yeah.
Battery is like the last bastion of like functioning capitalism because there's plenty of competition.
Yes.
I mean, there are
there
the big
still
companies.
Are two monoliths.
But there's Rayovac.
Yeah.
You got your other
Ever
ones.
EverReady.
EverReady, also big. I mean, I'm pretty sure Duracell and Energizer hold at least 50% market share.
Yeah.
But there's more there. It's like there's mom and pop batteries. And I'm like, I just know that somewhere in Charlotte, North Carolina, at some factory, some guy's whittling batteries together, however the fuck they make them.
Yeah, Ma and Pa are back in the lithium mine.
Yeah, we should start a battery company, Ma and Pa's Batteries.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. I think our logo would be like an old shack, like an old cabin, but on top of it, it has like a lightning bolt hitting it, you know?
I can't wait for a clone cast and Nova to write in and be like, actually, Duracell and Energizer own all of those companies. Yeah.
They probably do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I forget the ones. Well, I'll check on a break. I bought some generic ones recently. We'll have to take a look at which ones they were. I was just like, oh my God.
One last gift.
Oh, now this looks to be, uh-oh. We got some sort of pills. Magnesium glycinate.
Yeah.
High absorption. What is this for?
So that's what I was texting you and Conspiracy Guy about a few weeks back. I was like, have you guys ever tried this? Have you ever taken this pill?
No.
How do you smell?
I smell fine. Every now and then you get like a vitamin that stinks.
Yeah.
This one doesn't stink.
No. They're the capsules. But yeah, magnesium, I started taking it. Like, Brie takes a ton of supplements, and that's one that I started taking. It's supposed to, like, calm you down at night and make you sleep better.
Yeah.
But there are certain effects from magnesium that help with digestion in pooping.
Okay.
So I texted you and Maddie, you and our buddy Conspiracy Guy, and I was like, hey, have either of you guys tried magnesium? And both of you were like, no. And I was like, oh, it's really good for, like, gut
the Conspiracy
stuff.
Guy, do you know if he's trying this now?
Well, he will be.
Well, you just ruined it.
But I just said, I was like, I've been shitting like a 23-year-old since I've been taking those things.
I got to say, I've been doing better with the shitting.
Yeah.
But I got that thing where I got to fill up the water all the time.
Yeah, you
got
to get that valve fixed.
Yeah, I know.
But if you
I'm sorry, I left a surprise in there. I was going to flush it before you got there, but I don't
give a shit. I've seen worse. If you don't like those, I'll take them back because I take them pretty regularly.
Okay, I'll give them a whirl. How long do you think you got to try these before you're like, hey?
Just take two before bed every night.
Okay.
And then, I don't know.
I got to
get
you
week.
Something now.
No, you don't.
I'm going to find you something.
Nah.
I'm going to find you something nice. I forgot about Christmas. Well, I like an impromptu battery talk. That's very Look at the battery daddy.
Yeah. We'll take a picture and post it on Discord.
Yeah, I'll have to hold it up in the air as I did triumphantly as the battery talk theme played. Power! All right, battery talk. Well, that's cool. Where did you get the battery, Daddy?
Either Costco or Home Depot.
Okay. How long you been sitting on that thing?
A while.
Is that a re-gift?
No.
Okay.
No. I got one myself.
You love it, don't you?
Oh, it's great.
I thought you had one that had a lot of...
It's like a zipper.
Yeah. Yours has like that nice foam in
there.
Yeah. Doesn't it?
Yep.
This got foam?
I don't know. It looks pretty hardy plastic.
I like how they got, it looks like, I love how, like, D batteries look like shotgun shells. They're very cool.
Yeah.
Let's see. We got a few other segments we want to get to. Let's do this one quick, and then we'll take our first little break here. Are you ready for this? It's been a while. Now, we checked in with Santa about a month ago on our last episode, a month and a half ago. When was our last Rebels episode?
It was, like, around
October-ish?
Month and a half, yeah.
Yeah, so we checked in with Santa, but We also have this. And so we're going to have to, we got to check in with some of our favorites and their New Year's resolutions. So let's see what people are up to and what they're planning for the new year.
The Clone Cast presents New Year's Resolutions.
I know you like this song.
It's my favorite.
Now, one issue we had with it last year is the music would always expire, and I'd have to restart it. So I made it 10 minutes long. I extend it. Now, when in my depression, I find that I can soothe the depression if I just try something creative, because that's what I do. I'm a creative, more of a creative type.
Sure.
So I ended up writing a bunch of these. I don't know how many of them are good, but... Oh, by the way, well, maybe we can get to that when we get to my clips. You'll be shocked. You'll be shocked to hear this. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it in a little bit, because... I think the episode you listen to would actually relate to this thing. But, so New Year's resolution. So what we do is we just, you know, people from the Star Wars universe or people that we discuss on the podcast from time to time, they write in New Year's resolutions to us. And I read them on air. Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Probably. I don't know. Not off the top of my head.
I got like 20 of them. So let's get kicked off here. Should we check in with our friend Ben Kenobi?
Let's hear it.
His resolution is to go back to Mustafar and give Anakin a little kick into the river of lava. Just finish the job. I think that would have been the more humane. Well, I mean, really the humane thing to do would have been just like take his head off something. But then Anakin also checked in and he said, as I lay here broken on the shores of a river of lava, I think I will crawl to safety, apologize to my wife and mentor, and help stop this newly founded dictatorship. I will seek penance for my sins and become a great father to my newborn children. Hey, that hurts. Why'd you kick me? Ah! Oh. It's a little too late on that one, Anakin. I mean,
one resolution overwrites another.
Yeah, should we do a Star Wars character next or do you want to do a different guy?
Let's do a different guy.
Okay, how about this one? I will do more coke than is thought to be humanly possible and then convert to Hinduism. Hunter Biden. He's a fun one. Let's check in with one of our other favorites, Kanan Jarrus, shall we? Kanan says, I will figure out once and for all if I can actually see or not. So that I would appreciate that personally.
Yeah. It's going to be a great 2024.
We do have a presidential election coming up. How about this one? I'm going to get normal footwear and eat sugar, man. Ron DeSantis. Hate that guy. Let's see
here. Well, so does the rest of the country.
Okay. Oh, here's a good one. I will announce to the world that I am a proud, albeit incredibly catty, gay man. Donald Trump. Okay. I think...
yeah.
He literally decorates his house like Liberace, and that... gives me pause. Like, what are you hiding, sir?
Yeah.
Nothing. There's nothing wrong. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Obviously, the Clone Cast supports everybody living their true selves. I'd support Donald Trump if he came out of the closet.
Absolutely. Still a horrible person, but...
Yep. Oh, here's another one. It's kind of in the same area. Sheev Palpatine wrote in. I will announce to the galaxy that I'm a proud, albeit incredibly catty, gay man. you know? You never see...
Him and Trump just retire together. Yeah.
He does hang out with that sly lady. But I don't know if they're banging or not.
Yeah.
I think that's a beard. You know, that's his beard.
Yep. He needs somebody to go to the opera together with.
Yeah. Well, the Minnesota Timberwolves, my favorite basketball team. I'm going to win the NBA championship.
Hey.
That's their resolution. Thank you. Here's a good one. I'm already doing great. I don't have any goals outside of vibing with Borg Gullet more this year. That's Saw Gerrera. Oh, here's another one that's Star Wars related. I'm going to stop tweeting about Star Wars theory for clout. 90% of Star Wars Twitter. It's everywhere. I mean, that's just like what Star Wars Twitter is now. It's just like Star Wars theory doing something dumb. And then like people just like shitting on him. And then his fans like fighting with them in long threads. I just don't have fun anymore. It's just, Twitter's fucking dead.
Great things are happening over at X.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. X. It's fucking dead, man. It's over. Ooh, I sent in one. I'm going to go to the post office and ship Greater Zach's Cedar Cliff Prize. I'll send you the tracking information. It is in the mail.
Checkmate.
It is out. Yeah, I beat myself there. Ha. Let's see here. Oh, here's a good one. I will announce to the world that I am a proud, albeit incredibly catty, war criminal, Bibi Netanyahu. Okay. And then finally,
he's from Philadelphia.
Is that really where he's from? Yeah. Well, I know he like didn't he split time or something?
Yeah, but yeah. He was born in Philly.
Yeah,
very odd.
Very odd. And once again, I don't know wherever you fall on the political spectrum.
Speaking of CIA shills,
yeah, that's true. But I mean, just stop. No, honestly, it's the easiest thing to do is just not do anything.
Yeah.
It's the easiest thing to do, and we have learned nothing. From Iraq or Afghanistan, we've learned nothing. We're doing, like, okay, well, anyways, this asshole should say something more than just unequivocal support for, I don't know, a fucking, basically a genocide, and let's call it what it is. But this asshole checked in, too. The guy that I will never fucking vote for again, and I'm probably never going to vote for a Democrat again thanks to this fucking asshole. Sometimes you go down to the store for bread, and you come back with a whole loaf of bread. That's what my dad told me last year. What a thought. This ain't Queen Victoria's Folgers coffee and guitar cases. Huh? That's Joe Biden. Okay.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to one and all from the Clonecast. If you have any resolutions and you just want to tell us, you can tell us.
Send them in. Clonecastpod@gmail.com.
Yeah. I don't think we're going to run this segment for a year, but hey, you know what you do? You send us one now, and then we'll check in with you in a year.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing on that? Okay. Should we take a little break, save this file so we don't lose it, and or did you have something
nope.
that you wanted to say?
That sounds good.
Okay. We'll be right back.
What a piece of junk.
I'm excited for this. Da, 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 da.
This is a good one.
Yes. The Negotiator.
A page trip. You're throwing away a fortune here. Don't be a fool.
No, take out an ad. Sell it privately.
I don't think I want to meet the people that are in the market for a used van.
We can pay you 2,000 miles plus 15 when we reach
all. Great bargain.
He's ripping you off.
You're right. He's ripping me off.
It's a finder's fee.
My trick's gonna work on me. All the money.
Does that thing work? That's
the best.
See, it's all about tickling their buying bones.
That thing work? Yeah. Kramer or Newman, man. You know, for all the shitty spinoff series that the 90s produced, how did we not get a Kramer and Newman series? That would have been the best fucking show of all time.
Yeah.
He traded him a helmet
for a broken police scanner or radar detector.
Oh, man. Who has a fucking helmet? Nah. All right.
So, I'm still in the process of cleaning out my garage and selling some junk.
So you got some
on
junk.
Facebook Marketplace.
What are we looking at today for your junk?
Do you got the drafts ready? I put the picture in the drafts.
That's right. I got to pull it up here. Let's see here. Okay. Drafts. So junk.png, is that the one I'm looking at? Here we go. Oh, no. Okay, so we got some floor mats for a car. Now, I will say, are these WeatherTech?
Nah, MotoTrend.
MotoTrend. Is that WeatherTech adjacent?
No.
No, they're not. Nah. So these are like the Walmart.
Yeah.
These are the battery company I feel bad for. You got to support the mom and pop fucking motor trend here.
Brie got a new car, so these were some of the mats that she had for her old car.
Okay.
And I mean, they were just sitting in the garage. I think they were flagged for disposal, and I just was like, I'm gonna see how much I can get for these.
Okay. Now we got four mats here. So you got the two front. They appear to be in decent condition.
If you,
I'm sorry, but I would never in a million years go to a stranger's house and pay them
the
any amount of money.
The condition is used good.
Yeah. I'll say this. How old are they?
Read the description I put right there, too.
Now, I'm curious about this. Now, Brie had a very small car, right?
Yeah.
So did she not use the ones that were in the back, the backseat ones?
No, we never had anyone in the back.
Okay. Yeah, because they appear to be still connected by the little hook.
Yeah, read the description.
Where is the description?
Above the map on the right side.
I'm trying to...
Under condition used good.
Okay, I'm trying to... Why isn't it showing me that? Like, show me the whole thing, please. Okay. Let's see. I think it's gone. I don't know where it is. Where underused? Oh, get this shit off my God. It's like covered by something. I hate Google. I hate Google. Well, let's get a Hotmail account for the love of God.
I can read it.
Okay, read it to me.
This is under details. Condition used dash good. Front two were used in a 2007 Honda Fit. The rear two were never used.
Yeah. I can tell. They look clean. Those ones look clean.
Yeah.
Okay, now a couple mats like this. They're not carpet, so you don't got to worry about, you know, getting in there. I got to say, this set, I'm guessing it ran $40 to $50.
Okay.
I can't imagine driving to a stranger's house and paying them any amount of money for this. Honestly. This is something I would never think to sell. Like, when I get new mats for my car, it's just straight trash.
The front two also, judging by the picture, I didn't do the best job in cleaning them because I didn't care that much.
Now, on the one on the left, the driver's side one, there appears to be something lodged in there. What is that little red thing?
A pebble.
Yeah, it's a big pebble. They got a rock in there. I'm going to say you got $5 for these.
Okay, so.
Oh, no.
I listed them for 20.
Okay.
And I listed them, and they didn't sell for like a week. And I relisted them. And in that time, Brie was doing some painting. And she laid two of the mats down as like a drip thing while she was painting. So it got white paint like all over two of the front mats.
That probably
came
out pretty easy, though, huh? Kind of.
Yeah.
You know, scrub it.
But so I was like, screw it. They probably won't sell anyway. And then, like, I got pissed that they weren't selling. So I dropped it to $5. And I got fucking inundated.
People can't pass up a deal.
You would not believe the amount of emails that came in. Like, what's going on with those floor mats? You still got those floor mats?
How do you choose a suitor?
I just went for, I don't know, one of the first ones that reached out. I was like, I can meet you in 50, or it was a guy that was like, I can meet you in 30 minutes.
I need
it. And I was like, all right. So yeah, $5.
$5. Where did this guy meet you? How far from the house?
In the parking lot of Teresa's Mexican restaurant on 62 and Dodd.
So not that far.
No.
Is it really worth $5 to drive that far, though?
I don't know.
You just wanted
They got a second life.
Dude, I'm telling you.
The guy didn't really speak English, so maybe I'm helping him out for $5.
Now, did he pay you in 5 ones or did he pay you in a five spot?
Crisp $5 bill.
Love a good $5 bill.
Yeah.
One of the most underutilized forms of money, you know? The $5 bill. I love a $5 bill. Get yourself $5,
Mr.
You know?
Lincoln.
Yeah. Well, that's, I'm surprised you got any amount of money for it, so. How many listings do you have on Facebook Marketplace currently?
Currently, I think two. But I need to relist them because they've been expired for a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got some good stuff?
If one of these things I have currently sells, you are going to die.
Well, eventually you got it. You got to get it. You got to put it for free or something. Just take it off my hands.
No, serious buyers only.
Please write that on it. You should write that. Serious offers only.
Interesting trades considered.
See, I was kind of hoping that you would just, you know, like the 10 people that message you about these, just get them in like the box. You know, you listen to that episode, the box, the clone cast, the box, and just have them all duke it out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Have them fight for it.
Make an obstacle course.
Yeah. Now, what I would do, straight into the trash. Like, that's junk. I would probably find a use for the ones that were unused. I'd probably just keep those and just buy front ones. But that's junk.
It was funny, though.
It truly is junk.
Once the guy reached out and he was like, I'll meet you in 30 minutes. I'm on my way. I was like, oh, fuck. They still got paint on them.
I had to run
downstairs and get the, like,
what
paint
did
thinner.
Did you just you put some paint thinner on there?
Mineral spirits.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you power blast them then?
Nah.
Nah.
Just a little hot water and elbow grease.
Okay. See, I would have gotten like a toilet brush and just, you know, get in there with that. Well, okay, that's good. I'm glad you got five. What did you do with the $5?
Oh, bought a candy bar.
Did it go towards the battery daddy?
To the battery daddy fund.
All right. Well, that's a good one. I like the junk.
What's
thing.
Funny is there's so we met in the Teresa's parking lot to make the handoff, but then I made $5 from that. And then there's a liquor store next to Teresa's. So I immediately went to the liquor store and dropped like $65.
Hey, well, that's a $5 discount.
Right? Yeah.
That's $5 you didn't have before.
Yep.
Can't go wrong. I'm really excited for this piece of shit that you fucking keep. Is this something that's just so shitty that just it's really hard to move?
You'll see.
Oh, you got to sell it. Mark it down a little bit. See if we can get
we'll
some
see.
Action.
All
on
right.
It. Yeah. Let's see.
Now tell that the holiday craze has died down.
Tell him you'll throw in like a fireplace poker or something, you know? Throw in some metal.
Some
for
other
him.
Junk.
Yeah,
yeah,
some metal to melt down. Let's see. We did have a lovely mail from a clone Castanova. Should we check in with him?
Yeah.
All right. Message after the message.
Greetings, exalted one. Allow me to introduce myself.
Love that overworld theme.
Nile. Game over.
Really?
Congratulations.
Really? You got mail.
Alrighty then.
Your bass fishing technique is great.
Come on, come on. Try it again.
All right, so Chris checked in. So let's get right to it. To my favorite Minnesotans after David Ortiz and Kevin Garnett. I would have wrote Randy Moss personally instead of David Ortiz. Ortiz was here for a cup of coffee. We just didn't know how to utilize
yeah,
him.
Yeah.
But watching Kevin Garnett win a championship was very painful.
That
was painful. I was happy for him, but it was very painful. And like when I do an image search of Kevin Garnett, I have to type in Timberwolves because I can't look at it.
Yeah.
I fucking hate it.
Yeah.
Like and he's a Celtics fan, but I got nothing wrong with the Celtics. I don't really care. They're fine. I'm
happy for him.
I just seeing Kevin Garnett is like my idol, dude.
Yeah.
And like seeing him in a different jersey is just it's dirty business. He didn't even want to leave. Anyways. Okay. I hope you guys have an enjoyable holiday season. I finally got to catch up to present day at the end of last month. So while I do miss being able to listen to multiple episodes a day, I'm glad I don't have to worry about getting notifications about you uploading a new podcast while I was around 100 behind. I appreciate the effort you have put into the pod over the years, and I am happy that I get to listen present to the present day moving forward. Well, that's good, yeah. It's always nice when somebody catches up. You know, I looked and there's still, like, people. I think we got a lot of people, like, working towards it because
yeah.
I look at it. We haven't uploaded an episode in a month since our Thanksgiving one, and it's like, oh, you still have, like, regular daily listeners, and I'm like, they must be catching up.
People are catching up.
Yeah, people are catching up. So now that I'm caught up, I say this as affectionately and with as much admiration as I can. You two are nuts. We're nuts! Let's get nuts! I genuinely cannot imagine being able to put out the quality content that you do while maintaining the insane amount of work like both of you do, including Tom putting his life on the line to work Uber shifts on a weekly basis.
That was a fun episode.
Adam, I need you to track me and call the police. He was wearing a ski mask, and there was a slew of carjackings.
The image of you with the cop on the phone being like, what's he look like? And yeah, he being like, oh, fuck. Like, not wanting the guy to hear.
It was so embarrassing. Like I said, though, maybe I deterred it.
Well, and, I mean.
Dude, I did drop him off on a dead end.
That is true.
Yeah, creepy times.
And Chris, I mean, what he's talking about, us doing all of this while balancing our lives, that was even worse during the Clone Wars era because we were recording two episodes a week.
And I was thinking about that.
And then a third during Bad Batch and other specials.
And we could talk about it in our new segment that we're going to debut. But I was thinking about it. I was like, God damn, we could have really dragged the Clone Wars out a lot longer.
We really could have.
And I'm, you know, it is nuts, though, that we were doing, like, 3 hours twice a week, and we were doing bonus episodes.
Yes.
Fucking nuts. And apparently it's quality content.
I know. Which is,
this shit? Okay. But yeah. So it is a testament to the work, to you two, the enjoyment you get from Star Wars and the community you built. I wish I found it earlier. Adam, you been checking on the Discord like I told you to?
I did wish the Authorian a Merry Christmas on there.
Well, he needs
today.
It. I should probably. I haven't gamed with him in a few days because I've been in a little funk of my own. I think I'll hop online and maybe give the Authorian man a shout tonight. Yeah. We've been playing Fortnite. We got a lot of victory royales, baby. We're good. We're good at Fortnite. We smoke those kids, dude. It's great. I do the floss dance. You got to go on the disc. That's your, dude, that's like your territory.
That's my New Year's resolution right there.
Every day.
Every day.
5 minutes.
Yes.
It's quiet there, and it would be more. It would be less quiet if you were active.
Scream into the void,
please. Well, I don't think it will be a void. People would love to interact with you.
All right,
you're the great mystery. Tom's very easy to get a hold of. You just got to send me a message on X or whatever the fuck. I really don't tweet that much from the CloneCast account anymore.
Uh-huh.
I'll check in with Garrett.
We'll get to it, but there's TikToks we gotta start putting together.
Yeah. Let's see, where was I? Blah, 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 blah. Oh, Tom, I still find it funny that the day I reached out to say hi on Twitter, Henry Kissinger died roughly an hour later, and then followed up by Adam Silver a week later comparing himself to Henry Kissinger. Bold strategy, Cotton. Do you know who Adam Silver is?
No.
He's the current commissioner of the NBA. And
oh,
now Chris
yes.
here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He is a big Celtics fan. I'm obviously a big Wolves fan. I've already mentioned him like four fucking times in this episode. We're really hoping for a Celtics Wolves final because not only will Chris be in town coming for that, but Mike Kennedy NFL would also be coming to town for a pump.
Oh, man.
So we'd have multiple CloneCast Novas coming through town for a little NBA field trip.
Yeah.
That'd be exciting.
See if we could get the Authorian in
also,
town,
shout
too.
Out to Mike Kennedy NFL. If you're an NFL fan, the JM Touchdown Show, they did just release a new episode. So if you want to listen to that, give them a listen. It's the only NFL podcast I subscribe to. Vikings fucking suck. Anyways, one of the earliest episodes, you guys joked early on that you were going to make a capitalist comrade for your political economical rants. And for a while, I wish you did, because I could listen to you rant about that for a whole podcast.
Well, it is funny. Early on, we really were like, fuck, what are we going to do? Like, we want to talk politics, but we don't want to, like, derail Star Wars talk with that. Maybe we'll have a separate podcast for that.
Or we'll just lump it all together.
And then we're like, fuck it. We're going to talk about leftist politics.
It's a real witch's brew of topics that we get into. The thing is, like, I have, like, four segments written down. But other than that, we just wing it.
Yeah.
We don't discuss what we're going to talk about. We just wing it.
I've said it a lot. We can talk about nothing for a very long time.
Yeah. I think it's good, though. You know, it's good to talk about nothing.
Yeah.
It's important to talk about nothing. It's good to get it all out there. Roll it out like a red carpet, you know? Where was I? A lot of people like the political rant stuff, too. Like, battery talk blows my mind that people, that didn't get retired immediately, for one. I think it's really
battery
just...
Battery talk's got legs.
It's the drop. Gotta hold up the battery, daddy. You know?
This is a great theme.
Yeah. We can leave it on while I read, too. Well, actually, we're not getting any battery talk. I'd be distracted. Okay. Yep. But I eventually came to realize that you're BSing for 20 to 40 minutes, and then in parentheses, let's be honest, it's an hour. Part of the podcast was that capitalist comrade time, and it's just as enjoyable as your Star Wars breakdowns. Yeah, I mean, we've said it, both of us. We long for the day where they're like, man, those guys are moderates. But the thing is, the longer this goes on and things get worse and worse, I don't think I can be a moderate at a certain point. Like, the whole idea of me being like, yeah, capitalism can function, it's kind of out the window.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm long gone.
I think when we started the podcast, it was, I was much more towards a center ideal where I was like, well, you know, order and, you know, is important and it's good to view both sides. And then after George Floyd, I was basically like, let them burn down the fucking Target. They should be burning down a Target every fucking weekend.
Yeah. Well, the AutoZone too.
Yes.
The AutoZone got burned down. The Target just got looted.
Yeah.
Oh, not the TVs, the precious TVs. Oh no. Poor Samsung and TCL.
It still cracks me up from the, from the video footage of people looting, quote unquote, looting inside the Target.
That lady that tried to stop it?
But there's the one white guy in the back that was looting Legos.
Fucking legend, dude. Hey, He's thinking, he's playing the long game because he knows they hold their value. My mom, such a beautiful person. The other night, like when I was there, I was at my mom's on Christmas Day, and I was just like, I'm such a fucking child. Like, I just have this, loser's lament that when I get depressed, I get on this loser's lament. I don't know how many times in recent weeks I've referred to myself as rudderless. Just spinning my tires, you know?
Yeah, I can relate.
We were talking about stuff, though, and I was like, I don't know. I buy Legos, and I'm just a fucking child. And she's like, no, you're not. Like, what's the difference for you buying Legos and somebody buying a $70,000 truck?
Yeah.
And it's like, actually, you're right. They drive that truck off the lot instantly, no longer holding its value. And it will not ever go for $70,000 again. My Millennium Falcon, I fucking put that thing out. I could double it.
You can box that thing up today.
Not gonna, but I could. I almost fell. One for building, one for showing. I should get doubles.
I know.
I need doubles. You got to watch I Think You Should Leave. Now, the Millennium Falcon, I got that in triples. I should get triples of that. You like that Bob Odenkirk?
Oh, yeah, he's great.
Yeah. He's in it, too. You'd like it. You'd understand that reference. Anyways. Now, because it's Christmas season, Adam, you brought up in the, Adam Anchorman Afternoon Delight Obi-Wan Kenobi Part 4. It's been a long road. I do like that.
I trust you.
About during the Christmas season, the Behind the Bastards podcast to do a special Xmas non-bastard podcast.
Yeah, so Behind the Bastards podcast every year, like the premise is they talk about a bastard, but every Christmas they talk about a non-bastard.
Who was the non-bastard this year? Did they do one?
Oh, yeah. What's his name?
Now, I will say they did re-release the Henry Kissinger episode because they're on like a holiday break. So they just combined all four parts of the Henry Kissinger episode and released it. And I would say, if you're interested in why we shit on Henry Kissinger, you could listen to that. You could also, if you're interested in reading stuff, you could read The Trial of Henry Kissinger by famed atheist Christopher Hitchens.
Yeah.
That's how I came to originally hate Henry Kissinger. But listening back to this stuff, too, the guy was awful. And like, all this imperialism bullshit and all of this just... everything. It all, I mean, it's not all
the
him,
modern,
but he was really, he
the
was
modern
really,
execution of it is.
He was really guiding that ship quite a bit.
But yeah, and like the Henry Kissinger episodes of Behind the Bastards are very good. Like if you want to like listen to a good encapsulation of that podcast, the Henry Kissinger episodes are very good.
Yeah.
This year's.
The funniest thing about him. Was
Robert Evans?
Not Robert, no, about Henry Kissinger,
Henry Kissinger
that I got from this that I didn't get from anything else was when Robert Evans was talking about, I don't know if it's from a biography of him or something, where Henry Kissinger claims that like none of his formative years impacted who he became.
Yes.
Like he thinks that he's just like, he's like, he grew up
fucking
in like,
nuts.
He grew up in Germany where like, it was like right after World War I.
They had to like flee.
They had to fucking flee from like Nazis and stuff, but like, he claims that, like, he got beat, you know, like, all this stuff that happened to him, he claims just did have no impact on his view in the world. Very strange.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
You're, how does someone believe that? You're not a fucking psychologist, by the way, sir. He's a doctor. I don't know what the fuck he's a doctor of. Doctor of bullshit, probably.
This year's non-bastard was Aaron Schwartz, who was, he was a co-founder of Reddit. He was big into organizing like freedom of information and like keeping the internet like free and open source. Like he did
so
a lot.
So he's a co-founder of Reddit. Who's the guy? The other one?
I can't remember.
The one that's married, I think, married to either Venus or Serena.
Yeah,
Williams.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So let's see. Yeah. Oh, he also said they should really pay you for promos.
Yeah.
But you talk about Raoul Wallenberg. How you would dress up as an SS and save Jewish people from being taken to concentration camps.
It is a great episode of Behind the Bastards.
Nice. I'll have to check that out. And while the rest of his story wasn't relevant to why you were bringing him up, and then in parentheses, authoritarianism doesn't cede to more authoritarianism, but to bureaucracy.
Also, interestingly enough, I am currently reading a book that I am going to hopefully be done with soon, because I'm actually trying to get through it. It's called The Utopia of...
Save it. I might have a segment where you can talk about it.
All right.
You can save it.
It pairs nicely with this.
Oh, well, if you want to talk about it now, you can, but I do have that queued up.
It is. So the book's called The Utopia of Rules. I think you'd really like it. It's by David Graeber, who wrote like Bullshit Jobs and Debt.
Okay.
He's got some, and it's like a collection of his essays, basically, but it's talking about bureaucracy and like just kind of in the modern age, how like people use it to hide behind and some other like things that happen.
Now, when you read, do you take an Adderall?
If I don't, it doesn't stick as well.
That's my problem. See, I'm diagnosed with it, but I never take my Adderall.
Yeah.
So I'll read a book. Like, I read Cloak of Deception. Well, we can get into it, but I completely forgot everything about it. I know that Chancellor Valorum and Qui-Gon Jinn.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all I remember.
but that little part that that Chris mentioned, the authoritarian doesn't cede more authoritarianism, but to bureaucracy, like that is encapsulated very well in this book.
Okay. I'll check it out. I always like buying books. Raoul Wallenberg's heroism during Nazi Germany invasion of Poland isn't why people remember him, but because nobody knows what happened to him after the war. Fascinating. He just disappeared?
Oh, he could...
Okay. I'll look into it. I remember seeing a documentary about him in 2007 in middle school and have done some reading on him. But while helping Jewish people escape Nazi-occupied Poland, at some point around the end of the war, Raoul was allegedly arrested by the USSR secret police because they claimed he was helping Nazi war criminals escape. There is no proof to this claim. That's in parentheses. And nobody knows what happened to him. Apparently, he died in Lubyanka. I don't know. I hope I'm saying that right. I'm not
a Russian prison camp.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not great with Eastern European pronunciations. Yeah. In 1947, but there was no real documentation on him post-World War II, and there were alleged sightings of him in different USSR work camps up until 1987. A real bizarre and tragic historical figure. Interesting. I'll have to look into him a little more.
Yeah, I think one of the things, they talk about it a little bit in the Behind the Bastards episode, but like by the way, that Behind the Bastards episode, if you're interested, the original air date is December 25th, 2018. So go and listen to that. But yeah, they talk about towards the end of the war, because Raoul did pose as a Nazi in order to help Jewish people escape.
Uh-huh.
And he intimidated lower ranking Nazis, and he used that position. So I think like
those fascists love a good guy that just yells at them, don't
oh,
they?
Oh, yeah. Well, another like trick that he used is he just handed out fake passports to all of these refugees.
Okay.
But all of the fake passports had like a shitload of stamps on them. So whenever they handed them to like an official Nazi, they would look at the passport and be like,
"Well, this is real.
I don't fucking know here." And yeah, he'd like give it back. But like when Russia like swept in, it was like anybody that was even rumored to be a Nazi, they're like, off to the camp.
Yeah.
Like they didn't hear any word otherwise. They're just like, yep, off to the camp.
They ever do a Behind the Bastards on Stalin?
I think they did, but it was like some offshoot of like some facet of his. Sure. Or no, they did. They did a whole encapsulation of him. Yeah.
He's a bastard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll have to listen to that episode.
He was a brute when he was younger. They talk about that.
Stalin?
Yeah.
There's like a picture of like a mugshot of him when he's like 19 and like
he was a looker.
Yeah, he's a looker. Yeah, yeah. Women love him. Apparently they love Kissinger too, which is beyond me. Kissinger was apparently a swordsman. Like, are you fucking kidding me? He looks like I don't even know how to describe how he looks.
In the early 1900s, that was like big in Germany.
What?
Like being a swordsman.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Interesting. He doesn't look like a, you know, I mean, I don't want to be vain, but not a good looking man.
No. He was voted like sexiest man on earth or something like that.
What?
Yeah.
He's a ball.
I know.
Okay. Anyways. Hope you guys are doing well in your time off and can't wait to see what's next for the podcast in the spring. That is from our friend Chris.
So, thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Chris, for reaching out. And I will check into Raul. I'll look into him. He sounds like an interesting character.
Yeah.
That is really weird. It just disappeared. Oh. Up until 1987.
Apparently,
though.
Yeah.
That seems like one of those, like rumors, like people saw Hitler in Argentina,
yeah, yeah,
or whatever,
yeah,
you know, or Tupac, you know.
Yeah,
like,
yep.
I don't know.
Elvis is working at a gas station in Tucson.
He just wanted to get away.
Yeah.
Well, since you mentioned it, let's just get this one out of the way. It's been a minute.
The Sacred Jedi Text.
I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow. A reading rainbow. I can be. Oh.
Read them, have you? Well, page turners, they were not.
Imagine if the only person that had recently read the Jedi Sacred Text before they burned down was me.
Just don't gone. Remember.
Be good to people.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I did finish Cloak of Deception by James Luceno, who's my favorite Star Wars author. It's good. I just don't remember shit. It's like thwarting a Chancellor Valorum assassination attempt. This is before. There's some good Sheev stuff where he kind of, you know, you see his machinations of Sheev playing both sides. That Sheev's a real dastardly fellow. But no, I've been reading a lot because I'm catching up on my book goal for the year, and it was a bad year for me for reading, but I've been doing good. But I did read No Country for Old Men.
Oh!
And I love the movie, but that fucking book, man. Good night.
Really?
Best book I've ever read.
All right.
Yeah. Cormac McCarthy.
I love the movie.
Yeah. Now, the thing I really love about it is, like, the movie is very true to the book, but there's just so much stuff that you don't get, and they cut out an entire character and stuff. It's kind of like the whole Tom Bombadil thing, where just like a whole chapter of Fellowship of the Ring, just not there. Yeah. But so Anton Chigurh, when he kills Woody Harrelson's character, and I don't even remember fucking names. What is his fucking name in the book? Woody Harrelson, No Country for Old Men. Let's see here. Why? Just tell me. Just fucking tell me. What is his name? But he's the guy that's sent to hunt Anton Chigurh from.
Is that Woody Harrelson or is that Josh Brolin?
No, Josh Brolin is the one that comes across, you know, the bad drug deal wreckage, and he takes, you know, all that. But yeah, it's Carson Wells. That's who it is. Woody Harrelson plays Carson Wells. And there's a scene where Carson Wells is going after Anton Chigurh. But Chigurh gets the drop on him and ends up beating into it. And they have this conversation in the room where it's like, it's known that Wells is going to get killed here by Chigurh. And he's just, you know, they're talking. The way that scene is done is the best writing. It's the best writing I've ever read. It's incredible.
Did you ever read The Road?
I have The Road and I will be reading it.
Okay.
And I haven't seen The Road the movie, so I'm going to save that for post that. But
okay.
I rewatched No Country for Old Men. Fucking great film. And
Coen Brothers.
Coen Brothers. Minneapolis' own. And
well, St. Louis Park, but
that's Minneapolis. And it's right next to it.
Borders the city.
I was born in St. Louis Park, but I just say I was born in Minneapolis. It's easier. Oh, St. Louis? No, St. Louis Park. It's the park of St. Louis. Hundreds of miles away from actual St. Louis. But anyways, that scene is fucking incredible. And the way they describe Wells is the way Cormac McCarthy describes Wells' death is literally some of the best writing I've ever heard. It's fucking incredible, dude.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he talks about how his it's gory and gruesome, but at the same time, fucking beautiful. Like, just it encapsulates life and death and everything, and it's just incredible. I highly recommend it. I'd give it to you, but you'd never read it. Nah, it ain't happening.
It's taken me enough to get through
it. I'm impressed to hear that you're reading a book, though. That's cool.
And I also, when I travel, I've mentioned, like, whenever I go to a new city, I, like, always Google, like, any comic book stores, collectible stores, and then I also Google, like, socialist bookstores. But I've never really thought to do that in my own city. So I did it, and I visited a socialist bookstore in Minneapolis, and it was awesome.
Is that where you got that book?
What one?
The one that you're reading right now.
Oh, no. That came from the socialist bookstore in Austin, Texas, when I was there. But no, I went and I visited this socialist bookstore in Minneapolis called Mayday Books. It's in Cedar Riverside.
Hmm.
It was so cool. It's like the basement underneath like a old camping like retail store. But like everybody working there is a volunteer. It just seems like a bunch of old socialists that work there.
Yeah.
Really cool, but like they have like the little like zines, like the like
oh yeah,
like homemade like pamphlet type things.
Yeah.
So I picked up a couple of those for like $3. Really cool. One of them was just like FAQs about socialism and like, you know, a bunch of stuff that we probably already know, but I wanted to throw some money at them.
Nice. Where is that?
It's in Cedar Riverside. It's okay. Right underneath an old like camping store that's not there anymore.
So it's just like an old dirty bookstore.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's great. You got to go and check it out.
I will. I'll do that on my next day off. I'm in book buying mode right now.
It's cash only. So just FYI.
All right. Now I'll get Morgan some cash. Reasonable prices, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll check it out.
Yeah, I felt bad. Like when I went, everything is like all the price tags are like handwritten by this like 80-year-old man. And so when I brought like my books up and to pay, he like took out every slip, looked at them, and like wrote everything on a like notebook, and then like manually added them up with a calculator. And then I went to hand him a credit card, which I realized was stupid of me in the first place. And he was like, oh, I'm sorry, we're cash only. And I was like, ah, shit, I'll have to come back tomorrow.
You know what that sounds like?
That's very Time Warp.
Yeah.
I don't actually have a Time Warp. I just want to. It's a very Time Warp, yeah. Though. Cash only. You know, I wish they did have credit card, though, and they had the thing where you put the credit card down, and then you're like, yeah, yeah.
Yep.
You know, you scan it or whatever with that thing, and you get the piece of paper, and then you rip the
carbon copy.
Off. Yeah. Fun stuff. Well, that's cool. I'll have to check that store out. Dad, I'm in like, full book buying mode right now. Like, I want to reread Lord of the Rings. So I have, like, two copies of, like, full, where all three are in it. You know, all three books are in it, and they're very nice copies. But I'm like, they're heavy. I don't want to hold them.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I went and I just bought some paperbacks of it that are like perfect size. And I'm like, what is the point of me buying those Lord of the Rings books if they're just there to look at?
Yeah.
Like, they're very nice, and I want to read the books, but I don't want to read them. There was a cop. I was in Half Price Books last night, and there was a copy of Lord of the Rings, all of them. And The Hobbit, and it was like $500. It was like these really nice leather-bound ones.
Yeah.
Every once in a while,
like I remember when I read the Harry Potter series, those later books are like, I don't know, 900 pages or something like that.
Yeah, they were very big.
And they're awkward to like read. And that's where like, I don't know, like I love reading a book as opposed to like an e-reader, but that's where like a Kindle would really come in handy.
Kindles are nice. I don't know. I could have just bought them on the Kindle, but... Half price books, get them used. It's fine. Yeah, those are big.
Yeah.
She can fit a lot of anti-Semitism in there, can't she?
Yes, she can.
Great lady. Okay. Well, that's just a little reading check-in. Tom's Reading Corner. Let's see. What else do we got here? I don't think I have much else.
That's pretty much it.
Should we debut the new segment?
Main event?
The main event.
It's the Clone Cast Rewind.
Brought to you by Irma's Finland House.
Yeah! If I could
turn back time. It's a great song.
Yeah, it is. She's on like a battleship. She's on a big naval carrier. And all the seamen are checking out Cher. So yeah, brought to you by Irma's Finland House. Go to irmasfinlandhouse.com. Use the promo code CLONECAST. You're going to get 10% off your order from Irma's. I wonder if anybody got anything from Irma's Finland House for Christmas.
Oh, there were multiple really? Gifts at one of our households.
Did Bree use the promo code CLONECAST?
Yes, for one of the things. I think her mom and sister bought some stuff from the physical location. And then they didn't realize they could still use the promo code at the physical location.
Okay. Oh, the Bondsman sent us a Christmas card, by the way. That'll give you after,
Okay.
the show here. Very nice of the Bondsman. One for me, one for you. So thank you to Gary M.N. Bonds, the legend himself. Him and the client, what a pair.
Yep. You know?
We're a good pair and they're a good pair.
Lucky to have them.
Yeah, so we just decided, like, oh, what can we do? And so I assigned Adam an episode. And
well, I think the original genesis of this is I had thrown out to you during the break, we should listen to old episodes so we can pull clips and then upload them on TikTok.
Because
you used to do that every once in a while when there was like a snippet.
Yeah.
You would post it on TikTok with something behind it.
Mm. Yeah.
So I thought we could both divide and conquer, listen to old episodes and find some cream in that crop.
Now, I don't know if we'll use any of these for TikTok. We do have to do that. I'm sure I'll do it. It's part of my my New Year's resolution is to be creative every day.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to be creative every day. Hit that goal weight. Yeah. No fitness talk tonight. But my New Year's resolution is going to be I got to spend at least a half an hour to an hour a day being creative, and I'll probably pour most of that creative energy into the podcast. So that can be my job. If you go on the Discord, I'll make TikToks.
All right.
That's the deal. But yeah, so we assigned each other an episode. Adam picked one for me, and I picked one for Adam, just randomly. Now, you gave me, I gave you episode 84, and I gave you episode 48.
I gave you 48.
Yeah, you just reversing it. You did the reverse. So the one I listened to was episode 48 was we reviewed a episode of the Clone Wars called Assassin. And the title of the episode was Assassin, only I capitalized ASS because we did not like this episode very much. There wasn't anything that really, it wasn't one of the episodes where I'm like, oh, that's a fucking all-time moment for the Clone Cast. It wasn't one of those, but there was a lot of formative moments in it.
That's the interesting thing. Like, I've discovered that going back and listening to some of the older episodes. Like, we've done so many of these things.
Yeah.
That I have no memory of a lot of the stuff that we did and, like, where a lot of the stuff comes from.
Yeah.
So, like, hearing it, like, the genesis or the birth of, like, a segment or hearing, like, in the episode that I listened to for this, The Box, it was the first time that
That's episode 84, The Box, also titled Norm.
I had mentioned, because that's right when you started eating gummies.
Yeah.
I had mentioned, like, well, you know what we need? We need that clip from Arrested Development, Let the Great Experiment Begin. Like, yes. We need to pull that.
Let the Great Experiment Begin!
You're like, I'll pull that.
Yeah.
And so that's, yeah.
Yep, and that became that. Yeah, hearing the intro, that was kind of like
a
neutered intro was stripped interesting down to me. I was really in a Gary Rafferty kick. I always call him Gary because it starts with a U, but it's Jerry. So the opening song in my episode was Right Down the Line, which is a great song. It is a great song. But I don't think I wasn't doing the weed yet then. I wasn't on episode 48. Now, this is the surprising thing that I want to tell you. When do you think's the last time I got high?
2 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago.
Ha ha!
I'm very sober right now.
You just really do not want to leave the house, do you?
Well, no, I mean, there's been a few nights where I'm like, oh, I'll go pick up some gummies. But the thing is, like, I don't know, man. Like, I was, when I'm stressed, my OCD gets really bad and my depression gets really bad. And it's just like, it's, you know, it's a witch's brew. And it wasn't helping.
Yeah.
And I felt like I was chasing a high.
Yeah.
Like, the highs weren't great and I'd have to take more and more. And it was just like, I have to take a break. And I have to reset my tolerance.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to chase a high.
Yeah.
That's an addiction when you're chasing highs. So I was like, I have to quit for a while. So I have quit for about 3 weeks now.
Good for you. It's nice to, like, have the wherewithal to, like, do that.
Yes. So, yeah, it's fine. Like, but no, I do. It's not like I'm going to quit. Like, I know you've said before it'd be funny as hell. Like, they finally legalize it, and then...
You're done with
it? I become
it?
A stoner, and then... Nah. 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 So, yeah, I haven't been getting high. Probably will buy some gummies in the next week and see if 5 milligrams does anything. If I have to go up to 10, that's... I might take another break after that. I mean, I was taking 20.
Yep.
Like, too much.
Yeah.
When they only sell you 50 milligrams per pack here, because we still don't have, like, a plethora to choose from here.
Yep.
You know, like, it's still just the 5 milligram gummies because they're still getting all the regulatory stuff in place. So, sober Tom. Sober Tom.
Good for you.
I feel great. but, yeah. No, it isn't. This was a very formative episode, though. I will say that because I think it's the first time that I ever used Shrine music.
Oh,
which became Eel Knows theme, the Fjord Rider. It was the first time I ever used the Mountains Gandalf.
Mountains Gandalf.
And in this particular episode, this is before I got annoyed with you when you would do this, but you'd be like, we're pulling it, and like you will hear that now. Like, I was so into that whole thing that I was doing it as well. Like, oh, you'll hear it now. Like, now when you do it, I'm like, God damn it. Like, because usually we record, like, hours before we have to drop the episode, and then I gotta find the clip, I gotta plug it in. I don't know when we recorded it.
I used to do that more when there was more of a lead time.
Yeah. Now, we did get off base quite a bit in this, but I noticed, like, I apologized multiple times for getting off base. And, like, I think we'd have always gotten off base a bit. But in this episode, like, I was like, holy shit, we are off base. But that just became the show.
Yeah.
So it was a good episode. It wasn't, I wouldn't say it was like a classic CloneCast, but I pulled a few of my favorite clips from it. We'll take a listen to them, and then Adam will talk about his episode. So here's the first clip I pulled from it. Now, this one did have Captain Typho. And if you know anything about the CloneCast, hell, Adam's fucking username on Twitter is Dr. Typho.
Dr. Typho.
Dr. Typho. Now,
MD, PhD.
Well, let's talk about why we call him Dr. Typho. That'll be the first clip I use. Let's listen.
Should we tell people what we're referencing? Should we, like, casually remind them every now and then what
I think
we're
they know,
about?
Don't they?
Okay, so in the Blue Shadow Virus episode, Captain Typho is like, oh, yeah, I know where to find the cure for that.
Out of nowhere, he tells Anakin and Obi-Wan the one place in the galaxy
where you
to
can find the cure for the Blue Shadow Virus, and he sends them to this planet.
To find an obscure root.
In the middle of separatist territory to find a root. So that's why he is the galaxy's leading epidemiologist. All right, now that we've clarified that, we're not going to say it again for about 20 episodes, but we're going to call him an epidemiologist
but
every single
once
time.
Once that medical droid comes walking out, that's what I was like, that's where Typho's been. That's why...
Just picking his brain.
That's why his planning's gone out the window, is because he just wants to sit and talk to the medical droid the whole time.
I really want her to get shot so I can pick that medical droid's brain.
All right, so that's just a summation of why we refer to Captain Typho as Dr. Typho, because he's the galaxy's foremost epidemiologist.
This is before Anthony Fauci was even in the limelight.
No, I think he was at this point.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We started it after COVID.
Oh, we did, damn it.
You're losing track of time, brother. But yeah, so the plot of the episode was Padme had to go give a speech on Alderaan to try to garner support for something. I don't fucking know. We did not like this episode at all. And I think that's why it kind of created this... It kind of got the ball rolling on creating this monster. It was under 2 hours, but we did get off track quite a bit. I also pulled a couple other clips. Now, this one I just found was funny because, I don't know, I have a whimsical way of speaking. And it also, to you, on like text messages, and I find it hilarious that I actually type these things out. But there's also, speaking of like weed, like I go through phases. I have my moods, you know, where I'm into something and then I'm not. And so I found it very funny that I haven't gotten high for 3 weeks when I was just getting high every day for like probably a year. But yeah, this one kind of touches on that.
I remember there was a time, I think it was like 2 or 3 years ago.
What are we talking about?
You had mentioned, you're like, I think I'm done with video games. It was when you were going through one of your like moods and you're like,
I go through moods.
I'm done with video games. So I was like, what are you talking about? And you're like, I think Breath of the Wild was my swan song.
Yes! Who says that? I mean, if you're going to have a swan song.
It's great, yeah.
Yapata. Now, if you're a video game player, play Breath of the Wild. Let's just talk about Breath of the Wild. I'm going to put shrine music under us right now, because I love that shrine music. You know how much? How many times
have
I
sent
you the shrine music?
The first time we used it.
It's great.
You hate it. You don't like it like I do.
No, it's great.
Dude, I get a tingly feeling.
I don't understand why.
I get a tingle in my penis when I hear that song.
I do not understand.
I've mentioned this multiple times.
You know, it is good, though.
You know,
I prefer Overworld.
You know when you ride the teacups and you get that little sensation down in your nethers?
Tummy, yeah.
Yeah,
tummy
but
tickle.
I feel it kind of in the tip of my wiener, right? I get giddy like that when I hear the shrine music.
I think Mike Ken in the NFL mentioned he gets the...
All right.
This is the furthest off track we have
ever gotten. Yeah. I am sorry, listeners. I am sorry.
I don't apologize anymore.
What's really funny, too, about you saying that Breath of the Wild is your swan song, that is when I was texting you that you have to play Red Dead 2. And you were like, nah, I'm good.
And now I think I like Red Dead 2 more than I like Breath of the
Wild. I know.
Was not the swan song. Okay. And then the final clip, I wasn't originally planning on pulling this, but like when I was trying to find this clip earlier today, I thought it was funny. And I don't know why. Adam just made me laugh here. So we're talking about one of our old senators here in Minnesota. Former governor as well.
This reminds me, do you remember after 9/11, there was the anthrax attack that happened?
Oh, yeah.
And there was like someone mailed anthrax to the U.S. Capitol.
Yeah, it was Senator, the guy from North Dakota, Daschle. Got it.
Yeah. Daschle got it. But yeah. Mark Dayton, our senator, like the second that happened, he was on the next flight back to Minnesota. He was the fuck out of there. He's like, there's no fucking way I'm staying in this capital with anthrax.
It's probably the best thing he did as a senator. When it was like the worst senator. They had like ratings and he was like the least effective one by far.
When he ran for governor later, like that was the big smear campaign. It was like, look at this guy running back.
Because he's smart? Yeah, smart. Oh yeah, I'm going to hang out at the anthrax place. That's a great idea. He's a squirrely guy. Dude, he got married.
I liked him as governor.
It was all right.
No, I liked him. He was basically like, fuck off. I'm doing what I want.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. Now, he got married recently. He's like 75.
Yeah, what was...
She's like 30 and she's hot.
Yeah, that's right.
It is rich. Whatever.
Retail empire.
Yeah, Mark Dayton, retail empire king.
Yeah. Got rich off Dayton's and Target.
God, that's so funny.
I don't know. Wasn't she like his aide or something? And then
I'm sure it was something weird like that.
Have you ever seen Dennis Kucinich's wife?
that's right.
She's very attractive.
He looks like a gremlin.
Yeah, and she's like a foot taller than him too. Just carrying him around. That's my dream. I want to get carried around by a lovely lady. Also a shout out to one of my exes. I had posted something on Instagram story about it was like a tweet about like it was a tweet that said like I'm really annoyed that society. Normalized 5'8 being short for men, like it was some gal that tweeted, and then she was just like, you know, 5'8 is just normal or something like that. And so I posted it all excited. I was like, yeah. And then my ex commented on the story. She replied to it, and she's like, you're 5'8? And I was like, yeah. And I was like, well, I kind of round up to 5'9 every now and then for the dating site, but yeah, I'm 5'8. And she's like, I thought you were 5'10.
Oh,
yeah,
just the shot in the arm you needed.
Yep. Oh, well, I was in a bad mood and depressed, so it did help a little bit at the time, but it wasn't enough to put me over the top. But
that'll buoy some spirits.
I have a big personality. I carry myself much larger than 5'8". Okay, Adam, now you reviewed episode 84.
The Box,
which, as we all know, starred Obi-Wan Kenobi. That's when he got in that little, they inject him with that thing and he became Racco Hardys.
Yeah.
Racco Hardine.
Rack of Hardys.
Yeah, I love a rack. Now, the thing with that episode is it's got Cad Bane, so we immediately liked it more than Assassin.
Yeah.
But I was surprised that you said we actually kind of liked it.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised by it, too, the ratings that we gave it.
Did we give it like
it.
A mid?
We gave it like, I think we gave it like, we each gave it like a 6. But there was some like stupid reason why we gave it like such a high rating.
What was that reason, Adam?
So, and that's one thing. One of the first clips you need to pull for TikTok, because we're describing something visually, is like...
us talking about that.
The premise of The Box is like, they're like, Count Dooku like organizes a bunch of bounty hunters for like, basically like a gauntlet where he's running them through some obstacles for this mission that he's going to put them on. So he's going through a bunch of these like, these random bounty hunters that like are just getting introduced for this specific episode. And two of the bounty hunters are two Athorian brothers, and Cad Bane, like as soon as they're introduced, Cad Bane, like, I like your hat, and like shoots one of them in the chest and he dies. And so like a minute later, when Count Dooku is doing the intros, he's like saying the name of each one and what they're renowned for. And then he gets to the Athorian brother that's alive and he says his name and he's like, and your brother. And the camera slowly pans down to the dead body.
Now, you gave it a 6. I'm showing here. Now, where's my ratings on this? I'm not seeing my ratings for. So I found Box on my tab that says Tom. Is it? Oh, here we go. Is it over? It's empty.
Oh, yeah.
Did I refuse?
I think the doc got screwed up at some point. Okay. Some of your ratings got deleted.
I'm guessing I probably gave it a 5 or 6. Now, with Assassin, though, I was like, we gave that like really low ratings. Let's see here. Let's see. Assassin. Assassin, I gave it a 5. And this is one of the ones where... like, I give it the 5. Like, I've done this 100 times where I'll be like, I'll give it a 5. And you're like, I gave it a 4. And I just die laughing because you gave it a 4. And I thought it was just Hilarious.
The other part about the box that I feel like we can't encapsulate in one like clip is Depressed Kenobi reached out and we were mispronouncing a certain name.
Well, there was Racco Hardeen was the bounty hunter that Obi-Wan was impersonating and disguised as. And like we just gradually stopped. We started saying it wrong, and then it was like a 3-episode arc, and Depressed Kenobi like mentioned us, like we're saying it wrong, and so we just leaned into it really
intentionally.
Heavy.
Yes. We were fucking up the name throughout the entire.
I think the one we used most was Racco Hardee's.
Racco Hardee's was the yeah
yeah.
But then the main antagonist in it is
Evo Morale.
Yeah, and so then we started fucking up that name.
Yeah, and it became like Marble Burgers and like Mandelbaum Bag and like. Moral bitch, like anything, you know. It was just
you got to listen to the whole episode yeah. because we don't say the name correctly once.
Well, let's pull some of your clips. Let's listen to this first one here. I think maybe this is one of the ones I should have labeled them better, but let's just take a listen to your first of three clips here from The Box, also titled Norm, episode 84. It turns into like a big TV.
Yeah.
And he like Evo Morale, like, all right.
Evo Morale's on the Jumbotron.
Yeah, the Jumbotron, the all encompassing like IMAX Jumbotron. And he's just like, all right, welcome, blah, blah, blah. There's only one rule in the box. There are no rules. And at this point, my eyes almost rolled out of my head.
Maybe I didn't like
that
this
That was just the fucking lamest line. I hate Evo Morale.
It just makes no sense coming off the last episode. I thought coming off of the last episode, I was like, okay, cool. We're going to like wrap this up into a neat little bow.
It's weird. It's definitely out of place.
It's very strange.
Very strange. There's somebody. I bet George walked in. He was like, I want to do the box this week. They're like, George, I don't know. We're working on something right now. We got a lot of Anakin questions going into this one.
We got something cooking, George.
We got something cooking. No, I think, you know, well, what are you working on? And then they're just like, they explain it to him. He's like, okay, let's do the box. This seems like a George episode.
Yeah.
Does it not?
Yes, it does.
It has to be. Like, let's put all these bounty hunters in a box. I think of the Thorian that got shot, though. That's fucking great.
It's so funny.
Do you think the Thorian historian had a candlelight vigil for that particular bounty
There's
hunter?
There's another part, too, where I think it's in this it's in this episode where, like, Cad Bane liked his hat, so he shot him and grabbed it. But then Cad Bane's hat that he was currently wearing, he takes it off and just throws it on top of the dead body.
Cad Bane rocks.
And then there's another part where there's like a retractable wall that starts pushing like everyone into a chasm, but they all jump to floating platforms to avoid it. But the wall just pushes the dead Athorian like into the pit.
You know, I mentioned you off air. Oh God, I just saw Senate murder score. It just caught my eye. It was a one. It stands out like a sore thumb. Evil Plans, too. I'll have to rewatch that. I'm going to rewatch these in the next couple days. I'm just kind of curious how I feel about them now. But because I mentioned to you, like, listening back to this episode, I was like, God damn, man, I really love that show.
Yeah.
The Clone Wars, and like, all due
it
respect.
Was fun.
All due respect to Rebels, and I'm not trying to piss anybody off here, but I think the Clone Wars
the Clone
takes
Wars
the cake for
just
me.
Had more room to do, like, wackadoo shit.
Yes. It was, yeah, it was.
Rebels kind of, like, stayed on, like, a narrative, like, episode arc.
Like, the best episodes of Rebels absolutely stand up with the best of the Clone Wars.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
They're great. And, you know, and I think Rebels was more consistently good, but some of the wacky shit, like, yeah. It's just out of this world. Like, that, like, little shit like that.
Like,
that's fucking gold.
We make the point very clear when we're talking about the episode The Box. Like, it had no business being in that arc. Like, there was no reason to have
it. It was
that
completely
thing.
Pointless.
Yeah. Like, they could have easily, the episode before,
was the thing
could
like,
have gone right into the episode
was
after.
Was the purpose of the box to weed out, like, the weak links? So,
I
like,
guess.
For this mission?
Yeah.
It's wouldn't it be good to have more bounty hunters? I don't know. Okay, so that's the first clip. Here's the next one that Adam had pulled here. Let's take a listen to clip number two. Now, we actually have four for Adam because there's a really brief one that's pretty funny. Cad Bane is really falling for Hardee's.
I don't understand why Cad Bane, for the last two episodes,
yeah.
who has hated Rambo Hardos, all of a sudden saves him
yeah.
at the last second.
I think it's probably because Marble Burger hasn't paid him yet.
I think that's exactly yeah. what it is.
So after that, Marble Burger is very upset with Ramdo
Hardest.
Depressed
Kenobi's head is exploding. Yes.
Yeah. But anyways, Maggle Bitch, he... Maggle Monster, he says to Robobogs...
Oh, man. It's just a farce.
Okay. So, Rajon Rondo, I'm losing track. Yeah. So, our next clip is going to be the fallout of Marble Burger being very upset with Cad Bane for saving Ramble Boggs. Oh, you heard Evil Morel for half a second there. Yeah. I don't know. This was clearly.
Towards the end of the episode, I also point out, I was like, you are high for like one of the first times. In that episode. And then I point out my blood sugar has been hovering around like 50 for the last we both get like goofy.
Oh, hell yeah. It's the best when we get goofy.
Yeah.
So check that episode for that. If you like it when we get goofy. I still think the Goro is still the best.
Oh, that's my favorite. Yeah.
Never go full Goro or whatever we said. We are very quick to Goro.
Yeah.
We love that Goro. Should we talk about Goro? All right, so here's your next clip of the episode. And Recco Hardeen.
Yes.
Did I get it right?
Recco?
Recco.
Recco Hardeen?
Recco, Recco. Recco. Recco Suave. Hardee's.
You know, I went to Hardee's after our last recording
session. Oh, yeah, weren't they closed, though?
They closed early. Their hours clearly stayed at midnight. And I I showed up at 10, and it was all dark.
You know what that is.
I was going to get a Frisco burger.
Staffing issues. Staffing issues everywhere. The conservatives are all up in arms about staffing issues.
I almost got into it with my stepdad over the weekend.
Oh, no. All right. We've moved to the episode portion. We are not getting into this. This is me when I'm realizing we're now doing 3-hour episodes and we have to just.
I know.
We got to cut it out. Now, one other thing that I noticed in my episode, I was very excited because Anakin only made a brief appearance and I was like, thank God. And I remember being like, oh, it's an Ahsoka only episode. This is going to be good. And I was like, no, it sucked. But I fucking hated Anakin.
For a very long time.
I still kind of do. Because at times in the Clone Wars, he is insufferable. He's just like so brash and just spitting in the face of everything. Like, and just, he's just a brash asshole. And he pisses me off. And he's a bad person.
Yep.
So there. But yeah, this is just a brief little clip that is me just getting upset about Anakin. So we're still suspending some disbelief here, that they had his best interests in mind.
Yeah.
I will say this though, like it is funny how Yoda's like, on your patience, Obi-Wan's survival relies or something like that. And Anakin's like, what if he needs a help? It's just like, dude. Now, I think in this particular episode, it was the first time I ever I was empathetic towards Anakin.
Yeah.
Because like Obi-Wan fakes his death.
It's
in the first
episode.
It's a
horrible idea.
Like even Satine is at the fucking funeral. Like there's, it's like, who knows? It's fucking Mace Windu knows, I think, probably.
Yoda
knows. But I mean, really, I mean, fucking Satine didn't even know.
Love that Susanna Hoffs.
Oh, she is a minx. Anyways, but yeah, Anakin though. But the episode I listened to, it was apparently he was giving just Ahsoka a quick like speech when he was off to do his mission that she's not coming on, and he's like, "Get done with your studies, this and that." It was a very like nice pep talk or whatever. And then as soon as the ends of the conversation, he turns around and just on a dime just does a fucking sprint. He's so casual, and then he just does a sprint. And
there's a lot of that.
We found that very interesting. So I don't know. I don't know if these aren't our best episodes. Like I don't know. It's all subjective, but whatever.
It was fun listening back,
and we're gonna have to do it again. I think this will be something that going forward with the show when it fully returns will be a segment that we do on occasion.
Yeah,
we'll pull some clips from stuff.
It's fun.
There's literally days worth of shows out there.
Well, going back and looking at the TikTok profile, like when you did pull the clips, especially the one where we did the high watch of the...
That's great.
Like that clip is fucking hysterical.
I think I can pull it quick if you want to. Should we see if we can listen
to it? Well, it's mostly a visual medium.
But we laugh so fucking hard that I think it's pretty good.
The timing of it.
Yeah, I can't. I'm going to go to our TikTok here.
And or, that goofball.
No, it's not letting me log in with it. Okay, anyways. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Shoo-ga-la-da-doo.
Oh, man. That was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Crystal Crisis arc. Okay. But yeah, I don't know. Go back and listen to them. I think they were good episodes. There's some interesting stuff, very formative stuff in the one I listened to.
Clone Castanovas, if there's any particular episode that you feel deserves
this?
A re-listen.
This could be a great thing. You know, we got our Sega Bass Fishing. We try to get some segments that people might want to interact with. Pick an episode that you want one of us to listen back to.
Yeah.
And we'll listen back to it and we'll pull our favorite parts from it. You'd have to give us two, so one for each. But if there's any particular episodes, try to go back a little bit so we kind of forgot. You know, I mean, if you want to do a Rebels one, I'll do a Rebels re-listen.
Sure.
But maybe an early Rebels one, that I won't remember very much. You know, something like that. That'd be fun.
That would be.
Yeah. So that's something, clonecastpod@gmail.com. You could do that. And I don't got much else.
That's
anything
it for
else?
Me.
All right. Adam, where can the listeners reach us?
You can always send us an email. We are clonecastpod@gmail.com. You can reach out on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, @clonecastpod.
Adam is going to post on the Discord.
I am going to be in the Discord. 2024, that's the year, baby.
Yep, you got a few days, you know, of your laziness, and then you got to get on it. Yeah.
So thanks to all of our Clonecastanovas. We love all of you. Thanks for reaching out. Thanks for your support. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you on Discord. Have a very happy new year. Until next time, may the marble burgers be with you.
Did you ever hear the tragedy of Crispin's Day?
What the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck?